Wow, tonight's a big night for traffic. You just heard Rob's report, but also just anecdotally, everybody downtown seems to be complaining about all of the traffic that is amassed around Grant Park, Lollapalooza, and all the other things that bring traffic about on a great summer weekend. Well, the new America's Best Drivers report just came out. It was earlier this month, and Chicago ranked 133rd. Is that good? Is that bad? I mean, I do know this, that we're one city better than our results were in 2015, so I guess we're improving. What goes into this report and what can we take away from the results? Barbara Brown is in studio with me. She's an Allstate agency owner in Homewood and Hazelcrest. Barbara Brown, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about this. So what's the Allstate's America's Best Drivers report?
The Allstate America's Best Drivers Report was launched with the purpose of educating drivers across the country about the importance of safe driving. In the 12th annual report, Allstate ranked America's 200 largest cities in terms of car crash frequency to identify which cities have the safest drivers according to the Allstate data.
Car crash efficiency.
Yes.
Good. That's a good rate. That's a good. I like that. Okay. So the idea what does that mean? I mean, what do we take from that? I mean, car crash efficiency mean?
Well, we're looking at the number of car automobile accidents that are in a particular city area, and we looked at several cities in the Chicagoland area. For instance, we looked at Joliet, which ranked in the city of Illinois about 55. This was out of 200.
Okay.
And so Joliet was ranked number 55. Rockford was ranked 57. Aurora, 83. Naperville, 89. With Chicago rounding out Illinois cities.
Well, so obviously because it's bigger and it's tighter and there's just going to be more accidents
absolutely,
in Chicago.
Absolutely. So out of 200, Chicago ranked 134 last year and 133 this year.
Right.
So we're improving.
I think we should give that up for
we're
Chicago.
We
went up one city.
Absolutely.
All right. So let me ask you, I mean, what's the takeaway here? I mean, it's interesting because we were talking in the break about when you talk about these stats, it really isn't on average. A resident of the city of Chicago is going to have a collision or an accident every 8.5 years. That's crazy.
Yes, it is. But the takeaway is safe driving. What are we doing to improve our driving in the city of Chicago? What are some of the things that we need to do in order to protect ourselves and our families when we're on the road driving? And some of the things that we have noticed, that I've noticed myself driving a great distance from Chicago downtown to Homewood and Hazelcrest back and forth on the Dan Ryan, that people are doing things like applying makeup, they're
texting. Of course, yeah.
On yesterday, for instance, I was sharing with one of my colleagues that side by side, a driver was actually FaceTiming with a cell phone on the steering wheel.
That's not, yeah. I laugh at the absurdity of that.
So the takeaway is what are we going to do? What are we doing? These statistics are evidently some of the things that we need to pay attention to so that we can have a safe driving experience on the road going to and from.
I'm always amazed, and anecdotally, like today, I was with my 9-year-old son, and we were in a very tight area sort of by Northwestern Hospital, and there was just so much density when it came to traffic, everyone trying to turn. And I had to say to him, I'm like, every driver in this area is looking for that little moment for them to make a left turn, a right turn, to blow through the light, whatever it is, because they're so stressed about being in this environment. And I was trying to tell him, as a pedestrian, you need to watch out just because it's your light or because there's a lot that's happening. And I think in Chicago, it is a different environment when it comes to in Chicago and the way that traffic interacts with pedestrians, but also just drivers in general and the safety that they need to sort of remember.
Absolutely. And this is the awareness that the report is trying to bring out so that our drivers can at least focus on those things that are creating most of the accidents that are occurring in the city of Chicago. Chicago have two seasons, construction and winter.
There's a lot of it right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you look around, you see the cranes going up all over the place. There's congestion all over. So, for instance, one of the things that I try and do when I'm driving or I'm listening to news report is find out where the congestion is. Find out where you are going to have the bottlenecks. And then try to plan your driving based on that information. So the traffic reports are very, very good.
Heighten your awareness because you know absolutely. You're coming to a spot where maybe it was two lanes yesterday and today it's going to be one.
Yes, GPS. Yeah. Find out how long it's going to take you to get from one point to the next. And if there's an alternate route that you can take, then do that in order for you to get where you need to be in a timely fashion.
Let me ask you, I've seen this a lot in media in articles, media coverage right now, that insurance costs, just in automobile insurance costs, are going up. They're increasing. Why are costs going up? I'm just curious about the idea of it feels like, you know, with technology that we're getting safer with cars, why are the insurance rates going up?
Primarily because of the cost of materials, labor and materials. Think about it.
In the cars.
On the cars, absolutely. It costs more to put a part on a car today than it did yesterday. And that's because of the economy where we are today when it comes to replacing a part or even using an aftermarket part of sorts. It's still very costly. Understand that.
Not to mention the technology, right?
Absolutely.
I imagine like cameras in the back of cars are going to make the cars more expensive.
Absolutely. And you know, the dashboard, just think about it. Computer,
it's crazy.
It's all computer. It's all talking to each other. So
it blows my mind that the things that we're talking about, like when we're talking about tips of safe driving, the cars have essentially created huge computer interfaces in your dashboard to make you safe, but also at the same time distract you even more.
Absolutely. And then to replace that is very costly.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So the rates have to be commensurate with what it costs in order for us to maintain a certain amount in order to what? To pay for the claims.
All right, Barbara, let's wrap up here. What in general, I mean, we're talking about tips to, you know, for safe driving in big cities. Let's do that. And then also just in general, what are some other tips that I can tell all my neighbors tell my 9-year-old?
Plan your day. Plan your driving day. Make certain that you are aware of the different areas that have the congestion. Make certain that you're listening to the traffic reports. Make certain that you're driving so many miles or feet, so many feet behind the next driver. Make certain you're paying attention to the motorcycles that are swinging in and out of traffic. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to your bicyclist. I mean, it is very emotional to drive past and see one of the ghost bikes on the side, knowing that a cyclist has gotten hit by a driver. Watch out for the pedestrian. I've noticed pedestrians walk crossing the street, and guess what? Their heads are down, looking at their cell phone. They're not paying attention
absolutely.
To you.
Yeah, right.
We got to pay attention to them. And so when you're out driving, make certain that you are paying attention to the road.
Agreed. And I would say like today is a perfect day to heed that warning, especially with all the pedestrians here for Lollapalooza and the kids that are downtown. And not to mention just every summer weekend, it seems like it's going to be here in August. Barbara Brown is an Allstate agency owner in Homewood and Hazelcrest. We were talking about the new America's Best Drivers report that just came out this month from Allstate. Barbara, thanks for coming in and talking to us tonight.
Thanks for having me.